Hello and welcome to Gunnet History Gems and another vast 5 minutes of history. And this week you've got me, Greg. And, well, before I get any further at all, I know Jem listens to this, and I am going to talk a little bit about Jem's book, Silent Crossroads, today. And frankly, I think just lately, me and Jem have been a little bit too nice to each other. I've said enough nice things to Jem privately about his book. So, Jem, you're listening to this, if you could just see yourself out, go on, we'll wait. Just use the door and wait outside. We'll invite you back in later. Okay, so Jem has hopefully stopped listening by this point in time. He doesn't know what I'm about to say, so let me just tell you right now, Silent Crossroads by Jem Dadducu is absolutely terrible. No, I'm joking. I am joking. It is actually a really good book, a fascinating story, but I've actually finally got round to reading Jem's first historical fiction book, Silent Crossroads, and we've spoken a lot about it on the podcast. We did an interview, he said a little bit about it, and I'm actually going to really encourage you to read a copy. I'm going to encourage you to go and get it, and you know, that's kind of my little plug for the book. It is a good read, it's a really fun book, but what I was left with was thoughts afterwards of not just how little I knew about Nazi Germany and the Second World War. And I think that's kind of one of the big things when I read the book I took away from it was the whole build-up towards the Second World War. There is the first, both wars are covered in the book. I don't want to give away too many big important plot points, but both wars are covered in the book. But it was a second one where I was left with this sense of there's an awful lot that I don't really understand, and that to a certain extent I hadn't even thought about. I'm reading this book and reading the way the characters change and evolve through the book really did start to bring to mind different elements and different questions to myself about what would it have been like to be in Germany in that period from the start of World War, or sort of from the end of World War One, right up through to the end of World War Two and beyond. The way that the entire society change, and a huge, huge part of the society actually bought into the Nazi ideologies, into the ideas, into this idea not of the evil parts of it. You know, let's bear in mind that a lot of the evil, a lot of the real darkness we associate with Hitler and the Nazis, a lot of that was something that came out after the war. A lot of people, even in their own country, were only just beginning to find out some of that as the war went on. But some of the ideas, you know, obviously a lot of it is abhorrent, but some of the ideas, just of the idea of Hitler being this saviour, this person who could rescue the country, who would save them all, and the way that this drip feeds through, and reading the book and seeing the way that some of the characters are going to evolve to follow this ideology, and some way some of the characters evolve to confront it, and it just gets very, very difficult when you sit there and think, well, I like to think that had I been alive in that time, and when I see things like that going on today, I like to think that I would counteract them, I would work against them, I would find some way to stop them going on. And yet the big trouble is recognizing these things as they're going on. Now, sooner or later, we are going to have to get a T-shirt made of one of Jem's favourite phrases that we're looking at history in the wrong direction. And I think, having finished the book, I think this is something I've been really guilty of when it comes to the Second World War. Looking at history in the wrong direction and looking back and thinking, oh, yes, there were these ideologies, there was this, Hitler took control of the people, this happened. And I don't think I've ever taken the time, really, to go back and try and look at the history of Nazi Germany in the right direction and try and really understand on a personal level exactly how you move from the position of a country at the end of World War One. And in World War One, I think it's now largely held that that was a war that was nobody's fault, but it certainly wasn't a war where Germany were the major aggressive party that were incredibly evil or anything else like that, the way in some ways it tried to be sold at the end of the First War. But for me, Just having read a book that opens my eyes a little bit, and most importantly for me, and always for me, opens up my brain and makes me think about things that I haven't thought about before, that always makes it a book that for me is worth recommending. And so I know he's my podcast co-host, I know we've mentioned the book before, but I did want to do a quick 5-minute episode, which is now 5.5 minutes, saying I really do recommend that you check out Silent Crossroads by Jem Dadoochu, not because he's my podcast co-host, but because it did make me think. That's all for me this week. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye and take care.